Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Blog Talk Radio, May 27, 2023. I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and just welcome to Blog Talk Radio. In 2023, we are taking charge and living life to its fullness. We honor our host, Dr. Maria Carey, on this morning, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And she has given us an outstanding lesson. Yes, she has. And I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. And we have a spirit-filled lesson today, so let's get right to it. Announcements. Please keep the ministries, Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., in your prayers as we undergo changes and restructuring. On June 10th, 2023, Blog Talk Radio annual celebration will take place from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the community room at Wisdom Village. This is a free event. Please contact me, Evangelist Rogers, or Dr. Carey to confirm your attendance, and we need that today. Consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. Thank you to those that have sent in your donations. They are well appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this continuing month of 2023. And if you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309 750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazinGraceministries @gmail.com. We are on the air 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, and we have exciting lessons, so please tune in. And to connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtr.com/s/122304-84. Let's get into the explanation of our lesson. The Word of God addresses every aspect of our lives. Although we're living in perilous times, God is still in control. This Word has come alive in the form of Jesus Christ. The Word will captivate your mind, give you illumination in your heart, and lift you up to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Word will encourage you, and the Word will elevate your thinking to believe that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. Everything that we are is because of Christ. Therefore, we are fighting the good fight of faith and using our spiritual weapons to gain eternal life. The theme for this month of May is spiritual cultivation. The lesson for this last Saturday in May is God will accomplish his purpose and God watches over his word. Our text is coming from Jeremiah 1:11-19, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is towards the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shark break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, said the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worship the works of their own hands. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all, that I command thee, be not dismayed at their faces, lest I conform thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defensed city, and an iron pillar, and a brazen wall against the whole land, against the king of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Isaiah 55:10-12. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh forth, bring forth in bud, and it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing thereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Let me give you some background on Jeremiah. Jeremiah was born in Anathoth, village 3 miles northeast of Jerusalem, the son of a priest. Jeremiah received his calling as a prophet in 626 B.C. during the 13th year of King Josiah's reign. The book of Jeremiah reveals the inner turmoil and conflict out of which he delivered his prophetic burden. Jeremiah resisted his call to prophetic ministry, citing his youth as an obstacle. That's Jeremiah 1:6-9. But God's call will not be resisted. Jeremiah followed his calling faithfully. But the road was hard. He was rejected by his people. That's Jeremiah 15:10. He was frustrated by their hard-heartedness. Jeremiah 5:3. Despite all the difficulties Jeremiah experienced, he found that he could not resist God's call to prophecy. He had declared the word of the Lord as the Lord had directed him. It was a compulsion. It was a dynamic, powerful, inner motivation that made him prophesy. Jeremiah 20 and 9, it says, "Then I say, I would not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." Now, Bible scholars, they refer to Jeremiah as the sixth pre-elected Israelite prophet from Judah. His name means in Hebrew, either the Lord exalts or the Lord throws down. He is also known as the weeping prophet. Hebrews 4, 12 and 13, and this is the overview of the word of God. "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. For the word, the logos of God, quick, Zoe. The Zoe means the word is alive. It lives. It's powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. To divide means to cut or separate into parts. Asunder means into parts, apart from each other in position. The word is like a surgeon's scalpel cutting through everything." And you know how sharp that scalpel is. "The spirit, immortal. The soul, the breath of life. Joint and marrow, the deepest part of nature. Analyzing and judging the very thought and purpose of the heart. No creature exists today that is not concealed from God's sight or in history. We are all open and exposed, naked to God. We are called, but the soul. Its habitual prevailed temper. It is proud spirit, yet humbled by the spirit of God. Sinful habits that have become nature to the soul. They come natural. These are things that's just natural to the soul. Jealousy, strife, anger, lying, bad language, worry, fear, doubt, unbelief, which are rooted in sin, sins of her ancestors, which is the Zoe or word of God, is active to the point of going deep beyond our subconscious to change our sinful nature. The sword separates and it cuts. It cuts off ignorance from understanding, rebellion from the will, enmity from the mind, carnal mind. Enmity is mutual hatred, ill will. Joints and marrow are the most secret, close, intimate parts of the body. The Zoe, the word, is alive. So it is able to cut off the lust of the flesh as well as the lust of the mind. It's a surgeon's scalpel that operates on you to remove sin. It mortifies it or humiliates it. It disciplines you and punishes sin. The word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word is quick. It is very lively and active. In all its efforts, it's seizing the conscience of the sinner and cutting him to the heart and in conforming him and binding up the wounds of the soul. What are the wounds? Mental and emotional hurts or blows. An injury to the body, as from violence, accident, or surgery, that typically involves lacerations or breaking of a membrane as the skin and usually damage to underlying tissue. A cut or breach in a plant usually due to an external agent, like abuse, trauma, low self-esteem, broken marriages, grief, the loss of a loved one, soul ties. Now we're going to do an exposition of the text. Jeremiah 1, 11 and 12 is talking about the almond branch. This is Jeremiah's first lesson in his training as a prophet. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word." Jeremiah is asked, "What do you see?" However, before Jeremiah could speak, he had to see. Before you can make an impression upon another person's heart, you must have an impression made upon your own soul. You must be able to state, "Concerning the truth, I see it. before you can speak it, so that your hearer also shall see it, using the word to do surgery on you. Jeremiah responds with a branch of an almond tree. Jeremiah saw well. He not only understood that it was a branch, but was observant enough to know that it was a branch of an almond tree. In the Middle East, the almond tree is like daffodils in the Middle England. It is a sign of spring. The almond tree was also known as the watching or wakeful tree because it was the first tree to blossom and wake up. It was the first tree watching for spring. Anathoth remains to this day a center for almond growing. Now, there is a play on words in this verse. Jeremiah says, I see the branch of the watching tree. And the Lord says, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. These verses show that God is wide awake, and he is watching everything. And what he say, it will happen. He will fulfill his word. For the believers, that is very comforting thought, because we know that the loving nature of God, he is watching over those who love him and remember him to fulfill all his good promises. Not one word of all the good promises that the Lord has made to the house of Israel has failed. All came to pass, Joshua 21:45. The significance of the branch of an almond tree was important in two ways. First, the almond was well known as the first tree to bud in the spring. This indicated that God was ready to quickly fulfill his word, just as the almond tree seemed ready to bud. The Hebrew word for almond tree is close to and derived from the Hebrew word for watchful. And this word is used in God's response to Jeremiah. These verses contain a play on words that is lost in English translation, but is vital for the force of the vision. The almond tree is shaped, and God is watching over his word to fulfill it. The boiling pot, Jeremiah 1, and this is 13 through 16. Jeremiah's second lesson in his training as a prophet, and the word of the Lord came to me the second time saying, what do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot, and it is facing away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north calamity shall break forth on all the inhabitants of the land, for behold, I am calling all the families of the kingdom of the north, says the Lord. There shall come, and each one set his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, against all its walls all around, and against all the cities of Judah. I will utter my judgment against them concerning all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me, burned incense to other gods, and worshiped the works of their own hands. Jeremiah is seeing a boiling pot, and it is facing away from the north. The idea is of a boiling cauldron that will tip over with its open face south. This is a vivid picture of destruction and judgment pouring out upon Judah from the north. Out of the north calamity shall break forth on the inhabitants of the land. There shall come up, and each one set his throne at the entrance of the gate of Jerusalem. Jeremiah prophetically saw foreign kings dominating a subservient Jerusalem. The gates of the city were the ordinary places where justice was administered. So the enemies of Jerusalem are here represented, are conquering the whole land, assuming the reins of government, and laying the whole country under their own laws, so that the Jews should no longer possess any political power. They should be subjugated by their enemies. Because they have forsaken me, burned incense to other gods, and worshiped the works of their own hands. The main reason for the coming judgment was Judah's chronic idolatry. The fortified city, the iron pillar, and the bronze wall, Jeremiah 1:17-19. Lastly, God commanded Jeremiah to be steadfast in the face of coming opposition. Therefore, prepare yourself and arise and speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them. For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, and against the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. God used the almond branch and the boiling pot to explain what he was doing in the world. The last image, which is really three images of a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze wall, was a specific word for Jeremiah to encourage him and strengthen him. We can also receive it as a word for the believer today. Therefore, prepare yourself and arise. Jeremiah properly saw and understood the three visions. God felt he was ready to go forth and to speak to them all that God had commanded him. Do not be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them. God gave Jeremiah the strength he needed, but he had to walk in it. If he did not, if he allowed himself to be dismayed before their faces, then God would dismay Jeremiah before those whom he feared. For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar. Certainly, Jeremiah didn't feel like a fortified city or an iron pillar, but God's word was true, and Jeremiah needed to believe it and act upon it. This is an example of what we need to do today. We need to believe and act on God's word. They will fight against you, but the promise of God proved to be true. But so did the other aspects to the promise. The enemies of Jeremiah did not prevail against him, and he served God with distinction through great trials for 40 years. Fights against real believers in Christ. That is what Satan does. Satan does not want us to live with Christ forever. In conclusion, the illustration, God's word in Jeremiah 1:11-19, the intro, the prophet uses a common occurrence to illustrate the glory of God's word. He said, rain and snow both come down from heaven. God's word has come down to us from heaven. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God. Holy men of old wrote as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Beware of those who would challenge these statements. You hear them say, the Bible can't contain God's word. You can't believe all of the Bible. The Bible is full of discrepancies and contradictions. The Bible originated in heaven. It is God's holy, inerrant word to man. Rain and snow waters the earth. Their purpose is fulfilled on the earth. Look at those dry, dusty fields. In that dirt lies all kinds of potential. That dirt has the latent potential for beauty and glory. There is a potential for feeding and helping mankind. All it needs is the rain to transform it into life. Man himself is as dust. It is the stuff of which the body is composed. He has the potential for beauty and glory. Each person has the potential of unlimited possibilities. There is a spark of good in every man. However, our sinful nature is also present. Much better to let the rain or the word drown it. The power of God's word to transform a man's life from a dry, parched, fruitless field to a lush, verdant garden. God's word has transformed lives that men have classified worthless or hopeless. Make it bring a bud. God's word will cause your life to blossom out, to give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Its primary effect is in your life, seed to the sower. Its ultimate work will be a blessing in others, bread to the eater. So shall my word be. It shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish. It shall prosper. Why did God send his word? To reveal himself, to bring us faith, to bring us eternal life, to free us from sin dominion, that we might have fullness of joy. And then we are to use the word. Don't defend it. Use it. Don't just talk about it. Read it. God's word will make you into the person that he wants you to be. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, we love you. We adore you, God. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of peace, and we thank you on today. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Then, Lord God, we just ask you to save us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for every sin we have committed, God, knowingly and unknowingly. Oh, God, and then forgive us for our slothfulness, Lord God. Look on your people everywhere, Lord God. Look on Dr. Carey, Lord God, and just bless her future endeavors, God. Look on Mother Carey, Lord God, and Dad Carey, God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to just look on my pastor, the administrative assistant superintendent, Dr. Byron L. Gibbs, and Lady Gibbs, Lord God. Look on my assistant pastor, the Elder Reginald Johnson and his wife, God. Lord God, look on the whole household of faith, the mothers, God. Mother God, and Mother Esther Moore, God. Hallelujah. Look on them, Lord God. Touch them. Bless them, Lord God. Look on Mother Lucky today, God. Look on Dad Rogers, Lord God. You know what he need, God. Encourage his heart, God. Hallelujah. Look at him, Lord God. Look on Dad Alice today, Lord God. Look on the ministerial staff, God. Look on your people, the whole household of faith, God. Look on the ushers, God. Then go down to Texas and look on Sister Christine, Lord God. Look on Sister Pat over in Indiana, Lord God. Then go to Iowa and look on Devin and William, God, today, God. Lord God, we just thank you. We love you, Lord God. We lift your name on high today, God. We just thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do, God. And then we thank you for this word, because truly God will accomplish his purpose. And God watches over his word. Lord God, we just thank you because your word is true. And then, Lord God, we're just going to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in advance because you are still in control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio on today. Well, your host is the Dr. Maria Carey, and today was your co-host, Evangelist Carey Rogers. Remember, if you plan to come to the breakfast on June 10th, text or call Dr. Carey, or call me, Evangelist Rogers, or text us so that we will know our count. You'll miss it. If you don't come out, you will miss it. We had a beautiful time on next year, and we're just looking for whoever can and will to just come on out and be with us. Amen. Amen. And just keep in mind that God is still in control. Enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.